This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. The government today said the supply of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG remains normal across the country. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Joint Secretary for the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said no dry outs were reported at any LPG distributorships. She highlighted all petrol pumps are operating normally with adequate availability of petrol and diesel and no shortages have been reported. Ms. Sharma said the delivery of LPG cylinders is also continuing smoothly and online LPG bookings have increased to about 96%. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today felicitated and handed over appointment orders to the successful candidates of Arunachal Pradesh Engineering Services Examination 2026 at Dorji Khandu Convention Center in Itanagar. Addressing the newly appointed engineers, Khandu emphasized on their crucial role in the state's development. He urged the officers to uphold the highest standards of integrity, professionalism and public service. The Chief Minister stressed on the importance of quality execution of projects, timely delivery and interdepartmental coordination. He also encouraged the young engineers to adopt innovative and context-specific technologies suited to Arunachal Pradesh's unique geographical and climatic conditions. Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday welcomed Supreme Court's order of Central Bureau of Investigation probe over alleged irregularities in the award of government contracts to family members and relatives. Khandu assured his full cooperation to the investigation. He asserted his government has nothing to hide and will extend all support required for a fair and independent probe. A state-level review meeting on availability and supply position of motor spirit, high-speed diesel and LPG was held yesterday in Itanagar. Minister for Food and Civil Supplies Gabriel D. Wangsu emphasized on equal distribution and directed all stakeholders to maintain close coordination to address any localized supply issues. He also warned of strict legal action against individuals or agencies involved in black marketing. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta reiterated the government's commitment to maintain availability of LPG, MS, HSD and ensuring swift resolution of any disruptions. Secretary Food and Civil Supplies Kanto Dangan informed the supply and distribution of MS, HSD and LPG remain normal throughout the state. Meanwhile, state-level coordinator affirmed that availability of petroleum products are adequate to meet the state's demand in the future. Education Minister Pasang Dorji Sona inaugurated a series of PMGSY infrastructure projects in Guernsey Block in Lower Siang District on Sunday. These include RCC bridges at Garu-Guernsey Road over Garu-Abu, Bomte-Abu, Aneko and Cheme Rivers, Guernsey-Litamori Road over Nina-Abu River and Diten to Sibirite Road over Chopo River. Later, he also inaugurated Golden Jubilee Model School building at the Government Higher Secondary School, Guernsey. In a social media post, he said this is a meaningful step towards strengthening quality education through better infrastructure so that every child in Arunachal Pradesh gets the opportunity to learn, grow and dream bigger. Meanwhile, he also attended Mopin celebration at Guernsey. Vintner Otter Tayang won first prize for her traditional bottled rice wine Poro Apong in Naturals category at Bharat Tribes Festival 2026 at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi recently. Tayang hails from Merbo village in East Siang district. Miss Lipin Erte won gold and silver medals at USA Open 2026 Karate held in Fort Worth Convention Center, Texas. Erte is the first karate athlete from Northeast India to participate and win a medal at the USA Open. Erte hails from Kugi Pumte village in Alo, West Siang district. Two rogue elephants were tranquilized and captured by 12-member Karnataka expert team during two operations on 1st and 5th of this month in Tirap district. The operations were held under assistance of State Environment, Forest and Climate Change Department, National Tiger Conservation Authority, New Delhi and Wildlife Institute of India, Dehradun. The second edition of the Freedom Trail Walk concluded on Sunday at Pungseng, marking a historic and spiritual commemoration of the 14th Dalai Lama's first entry into India in 1959 when he sought asylum and arrived in Tawang on 5th April 1959. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.